This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Operation Lenin Down is their response to people taking down Civil War statues in the southern states. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts first, though, with Scott in Massachusetts. Scott the Bigot in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Now, you had called in, Scott, asking about Christopher Cantwell, who
I didn't realize he came from Keene, and I woke up this morning and I said to myself, it's a natural. If you could make arrangements to have him call in on... And I'll call in to conduct a show. It's up to you, of course, and it's up to him, of course, that he wants it. But let me finish. August 25th is coming up very soon. Now, you may say, what the hell does August 25th symbolize?
Yeah, that's what I
think. That's the day, the 50th anniversary to the day that George Lincoln Rockwell, do you know who he was?
No.
George Lincoln Rockwell was the founder of the American Nazi Party. He was assassinated in Arlington, Virginia.
Right.
On August 25th.
I'm sure it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
1967. He was assassinated by one of his fellow stormtroopers, a John Patler, in Arlington, Virginia. That would be a very appropriate date if he's willing to get on. And he could. And the gist of it would be this. It's up to you and it's up to him. We just bounce around ideas. He speaks and gives
I can tell you right now, that's not going to happen. By the way, Christopher Cantwell did call into this show on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we had him on. We talked with him for most of an hour about what had happened down in Charlottesville.
Right.
This is an open phone show. Anyone is free to call in, even people with despicable ideas like yourself, Scott. But we're not going to spend extra time to set up a phone call or a conference call between you and Chris so you guys can have a little powwow session of hate.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this.
How to plan the next Nazi revolution.
Chris does have his own show. It's called Radical Agenda, and he has...
Right.
Open phones as well.
Radical agenda. What's the phone number?
I don't know. But he, you know, he does it, I think, 3 days a week at least now. And he does it for like 2 hours a night. And it's, you know, lots of phone calls. So it might be a little tough for you to get in because there's a lot of people that hate just like you. And now that they have a show that they can call together and hate together on, well, then they really, you know.
Is it a local? Is it just through New Hampshire?
It's an internet show. So anybody with an internet connection.
I don't use the computer.
Well, sorry, you're SOL in that particular case. Now, Scott, let me ask you this. You had said, you'd asked the question about Christopher Cantwell. Is he a nationalist, or white nationalist, a Nazi, or a Klansman? And I'm just wondering, can you explain to me what, is there a difference between those things? Because
yes,
they all just seem like racist to me.
Yeah, it is. In other words, a Klansman, I'll try to make it as simple as
besides
I can.
Besides the costume. I mean, obviously the Klansman wears a costume.
Let's begin with the costume. Klansman wears a white sheet and hood. And
in
the 1920s,
right?
They were 5 million of them.
They don't want to be seen because might lose their jobs. Like some of the people in Charlottesville apparently have been fired because they were not in hoods. And people took pictures and were able to identify who some of the people were down there, who some of these Nazis were that were down there, and they lost their jobs.
So it's practical. It's practical garb
to put a hood on.
The Nazis, of course, wear the brown uniform, and of course they have no mask. But this is the difference in the 20s. I don't know of their policies now. In the 20s, in the 1920s, the Klan was not only anti-black, white supremacist, of course, anti-Semitic against Jews. It was also anti-Catholic. Now the Nazi Party had a different policy. They were, of course, anti-black, white supremacist, anti-Semitic, and anti-Jew.
Don't mean to interrupt you real fast. Do you realize, like, for example, the lunacy of these ideas is that Hitler was an altar boy? I mean, you guys have very terribly deep-rooted psychological problems, and you're shielding it with political thought. And if my niece was here, she would just basically tell you in her preschool words that you're very silly. And that's about all I have to say.
Well, that, you know, for such a silly idea, it's moved the world. I do see, but you asked me a question. So the Klan was anti-Catholic, whereas you couldn't be a Catholic and get into the Klan. But if you were a Nazi, they would accept the Catholic. That's one difference.
Okay. All right. I got to say, I didn't know that. That's,
yeah,
that's
another difference.
And I guess, go ahead.
Another difference is that anti-Semitism, America has always had a tremendous racism problem. It's hated blacks, Hispanics. Racism has flourished in America. Anti-Semitism, per se, never got off the ground in America. And it never got off the ground in America because, and I always found that strange. You'd have to ask a political science. In Germany, it was very successful. In Tsarist Russia, it was extremely successful. In America, they hate blacks, they hate Hispanics. But for some reason, anti-Semitism never was the success that it should have been.
Well, didn't you get excited about anti-Semitism after Bernie Madoff lost you a bunch of money?
I hate Bernie Madoff, and I pray every day that somebody stabs him to death in prison. He deserves it. He's an evil, greedy.
But
well, I can't on the air.
Wasn't there just a settlement for you, like you're going to get half your money back or something?
No, I didn't lose my money from Bernie Madoff. I was swindled from Lehman Brothers.
Oh, I see.
Bernie Madoff had nothing to do with it, but Bernie Madoff did one good deed. He did one good deed.
Uh-huh.
He ruined a lot of other Jews, so he took them to his own kind of.
You know,
it was coming.
Yeah, it's basically what you're saying is that you've decided to pick one group that you hate, which you're probably.
Oh, he hates more than one group.
Well, you're in one thing or another.
You're new to Scott the Bigot. He hates everyone except for white Protestant males.
It's a terrible version of like Archie Bunker, but I'm going to tell you as a WOPS. Somewhere down the line, just
did you
like,
say I'm going to tell you as a WOP? Is that what you just said?
Since you're a WOP.
You can do it, yes.
A WASP.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a WOP. This WOP's going to tell you as a WASP that somewhere down the line, all of these things that you hate are commingled in your DNA.
Yeah.
And you're basically psychotic. Well, not psychotic at the moment, but you're in a type of psychosis that I, as I said before, recommend psychological treatment for these things. Mm. I'm not trying to insult you. It's just basic
fact. I'm glad you mentioned that. Psychiatry. Before I answer this question, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you take any validity in psychiatry? Do you have any confidence in it?
Oh yes, I take antipsychotics. I take uppers, downers, lefters, righters, and you know, I have my lithium here. I have some Wellbutrin. I have some trazodone, some thorazine. You know, I'm basically only being held together by this. These antipsychotics.
Cocktail of
it takes that much, but if you listen, psychiatry is an actual medical form of psychology, which is bunko. So in psychiatry, it's medically proven, it's empirically based, it cannot be argued with in numerous ways that. You know, just because in your mind, a German Jew or actually an Austrian Jew.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Psychiatry is a Jewish invention.
It doesn't matter. So.
Freud.
You probably hate Jesus too. He was a Jew too. You know, a lot of these great things.
Actually, I think he claims to be a Christian, don't you, Scott?
I'm a Christian in the sense I was born, but I'm going to be honest with you.
So you do hate Jesus?
Hindus are born too. Where do you think Zoroastrians come from?
Thanks for the call, Scott. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, I think.
Beautiful human being, just so we all know.
I guess one of the other
I got an idea, folks. What you should do is turn over your nationally syndicated radio program to me and my bigot friend so we can talk about how to take over the world for white people.
Oh,
what?
God.
So I was thinking one of the other differences between a white nationalist and Nazi and a Klansman would be that the Nazi party, that was a socialist party, the National Socialists, and I'm sure a lot of these people, including Christopher Cantwell, we know Chris doesn't like socialists, so he would be a white nationalist, not a Nazi necessarily.
He's pretty clearly that, yeah.
So, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And coming up here, we've still got to talk about the Operation Lenin Down, the 4chan plot to take down statues of Lenin. But that would require the 4chaners to actually get out from behind their computer screens. And
they've done that. They were chasing Shia LaBeouf all across the globe.
That's true. That's true. But they weren't seen chasing Shia LaBeouf. So, like, they hunted him down. down, but they did it in sort of secret. Like, it wasn't public who was doing the hunting or whatever. If you're going to take down a statue, you're going to have to go out in public with a big rope or, you know, tie down or something like that and do something. So I'm very interested to see if this actually transpires. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live here. control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Operation Lenin Down. 4chan planning to take down communist statues across America, just as Confederate statues have been taken down by some people on the left, ostensibly. But we'll get into that here when we get a chance. Ian Thomas and Mark in the studio here tonight. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but I also do want to let you know about Dash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, we've got David. He's in North Carolina on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Thomas, I guess welcome to the show. I had a question or two for you. So you, I guess, are a self-described socialist?
No, I am a human rights activist, and that falls within the cartilage of socialism, or what you want to call socialism. But
well, I don't know if I agree with that, because I like human rights and I'm not a socialist.
Yeah.
I'm a libertarian or a voluntarist. I believe that all human interaction should be consensual. Is basically what a voluntarist believes.
Let the caller ask his question.
Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
But I would definitely say, are you trying to elicit if I'm like a communist or national socialist, sir, caller?
Well, no, I was just trying to get to you know, what you were actually advocating in terms of coercion, right? Because,
well,
you know, when I hear socialism,
yeah.
I hear, you know, distribution of wealth and da da. So could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, basically, in my viewpoint, your distribution of wealth that you're talking about to me falls within what I am interested in, which is American Cuban politics. I have real no interest in this, but in 1959, 1960, what you're talking about, which actually came to pass, is that the government violently came in, took people's property, and basically did what they want. Now, the Americans, in their bourgeois way, believe, like, oh, this is going to happen to them. We're far away from that, but destruction from within is always possible. So I don't believe in the redistribution of wealth.
You don't believe in forced redistribution of wealth?
I don't really believe in any. What I believe as a human rights activist, let's change it to a human rights activist.
Because normally that's what a socialist believes, is forced redistribution of wealth.
What I believe in as a human rights activist is everybody should be allowed the freedom of conscience, freedom of decision, freedom of travel, things that outside of this country, in communist countries like Cuba and Venezuela, are not allowed. You know, Americans.
Right. What about freedom from coercion or freedom of association?
That's the same thing. Here's an example.
Okay.
Let's say you and I are actually having this conversation, you know, whether telephonically or in person, in Cuba, China, North Korea. You and I are definitely going to spend the next 10 to 15 years doing hard labor. I kid you not. You know, it's called counter-revolutionary actions, and your judge, jury, and executioner happens in about 30 minutes. It's like Judge Dredd, justice system down there. So
well,
I'm not,
congratulations. It sounds like you're an anarcho-capitalist. Welcome to the club, right?
Well, I don't think that everybody, just because they oppose coercion, is necessarily a capitalist. I personally don't describe myself that way. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual, so I don't care whether you're a communist or a capitalist, as long as you leave people alone. If people want to have their own commune, as long as they're voluntarily on that commune, I'm fine with it. Just don't force me onto the commune. I don't want to live that way. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt.
But I do agree with David here that those answers you provided make you sound more libertarian than anything else.
At
least so far.
Yeah.
I think groups tend to when they get together, they tend to sort of have this in speak that doesn't communicate particularly well. You know, people come in their own time, so you know, I'm not that worried.
That's why I think the non-aggression principle is so important, because you can get down to brass tacks really quick. It's like, believe what you want to, right? But you're not about the, you know, initiating violence, though, right? And it's either yes or no. And if it's,
are you talking to me?
I think he's talking to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, you only have to use violence when it's necessary. I was in the Occupy Miami movement when three of the black blockers within our camp were going to take it upon themselves to knife Miami-Dade County captain, who was actually like in charge of our thing. This is on Fox News, so you can go look it up. And basically what we did is we walked over in front of police, because we were being watched by 5 to 6 police cars, picked up some 2x4s and just beat the ever-living snot out of them. Then I walked up to the cops and said, this is what they did. They didn't get arrested, but they got the beating that they had coming. So in saying that, I've used violence in political actions, necessary violence. You know, like,
but you use that to stop violence from happening.
Yeah, and now if you have knives out and you're going after a police officer, you know, that's, you're basically going to get everybody else killed. So it's violence to stop violence.
There you go. David, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to James. He's in New Hampshire. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Just calling in because, you know, you and I were in a discussion earlier today where no one could see it on social media, so I thought I'd do the what Mark would want me to do, my WWMD, and call in to talk to you on the air. And what we were discussing, I'll catch people up on, was, you know, what it would take for you to terminate a friendship with someone, or more explicitly, are there beliefs that someone could hold that would cause you to terminate a friendship with them? So this is obviously in light of this stuff with Chris Cantwell and some of his, you know, recent beliefs that he's been expressing, both in the Vice documentary and elsewhere, and your, you know, continued and ongoing friendship with.
Before you answer what it would take to terminate the friendship, Ian, can you define friendship for everybody?
That's a good question.
This is the Socratic method here, right?
Yeah.
In dealing with Ian, this is how you have to do it. You gotta start with a foundation. What is friendship, Ian?
Yeah, I would say a friend is somebody who is closer to you than others. Somebody that you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that you can rely on. Somebody who you can kind of have an equal give and take relationship, where you can both, you know, rely on and trust each other, and somebody who's not, you know, going to take advantage of you. Somebody who's not going to lie.
But you consider yourself somebody who is going to tell the truth, who's trustworthy, and who wouldn't take advantage of just about anybody, right? Like, you try to be a friend to everybody. Is that correct?
Well, you can't be a friend to everybody. I try to be kind.
But you try to use that. I just asked you for a definition, and your definition was basically being trustworthy and honest.
I said you have to be close to the person as well.
Okay.
So just because I'm nice to somebody in the streets doesn't mean that they're my friend.
Okay.
I think, in my opinion, you can really only have like 5 or so, maybe a little more than that, possibly friends.
Right. So we're talking about close friends.
Close, right. Yeah, real friends. So if you want, hang on, James. We can continue the discussion here in moments. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I mean, there's different levels of it, but it's like there's a difference between an acquaintance and a friend.
Okay.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts, and we're what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. It's Ian Thomas and Mark in the studio here tonight. Mark, tell me about the Bullet Blocker.
Bullet Blocker is a website that sells clothing, jackets, coats, backpacks, briefcases that are all bulletproof. The products are attractive, well-made right here in the U.S., and you've got to have a nice jacket, so you might as well have one that stops bullets, too. You get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at Bulletblocker.com. It's the thinnest and lightest ballistic available on today's market. It's very flexible, and it looks just like the coat or jacket. It's Bulletblocker.com. I've got one of these, and frankly, I think it's great. Bulletblocker.com.
All right, let's get back to James in Dover, New Hampshire. He is one of Free Talk Live amplifiers, and there's been a lot of conversation. For listeners that don't know, an amplifier is somebody who contributes at least $5 a month to the show, and they get some perks in response for that. So one of the perks is the amp-only Facebook group, where y'all get to talk to one another, and there's hosts of the show that are in there as well. And there's been a lot of conversation about Christopher Cantwell, which is, of course, what he loves. He loves it when people talk about him and hate on him. And, boy, is that happening in spades for Christopher Cantwell, the right-wing...
plan is working.
the white nationalist, racist, former co-host here on Free Talk Live. We kicked him off when we discovered that he is a racist. So that's why he is no longer a host here. And, James, you had called in asking about this, you know, statement that I have made, that throughout his despicable turn towards racism, that I have continued to refer to him as a friend. And you have asked, is there anything that somebody could do or an opinion that somebody could hold that would make me not want to be their friend? Is that was that?
Yeah, that's
I don't
pretty
want to put
much
words
right. I mean, in addition to that, like, what sorts of calls to action do you tolerate within your friend group too? Because it strikes me. I mean, I'm really conflicted on this actually because something you said in that discussion gave me pause as well. But it strikes me that there are things that people in my life could say, like, for instance, you know, the quote I referenced in our conversation from Cantwell's interview with the Daily Stormer, where he was explicitly calling for the extermination of Jewish people via the same methods used during the Holocaust, right? So those are pretty bombastic things to say, and maybe you could say kidding, or I don't know what anyone would say about that, but just horrible things for someone to say.
Yep.
And I can't imagine, like, sitting in the room with someone like that, and then someone else comes in and says, hey, have you met my friend Chris? So I'm just curious, like, is there anything anyone could believe? Or
Chris isn't the kind of friend that you want to introduce to anybody, but
he's a dirty little secret friend.
As I've said, he's a hard guy to be a friend with because I've had people ostracize me simply because I won't ostracize him. And the reason I won't is because I believe in love and I believe in peace and I believe in trying to embody those things as much as possible. And Chris has, you know, even though he says despicable, outrageous things, and to be fair, Chris has always said, terrible, outrageous, anger-inducing things. When he first moved to Keene, as I discuss in my article, The Curious Case of Christopher Cantwell, which you'll find over at freekeene.com right now, when he first moved to Keene, he was immediately the source of much controversy within the libertarian movement here. Because he was basically coming
in. Advocating killing people over paperclips.
Right, advocating killing cops. And I understood why he was angry at the police. I could relate to him because I was also angry with the police when I moved here to Keene. I had a similar chip on my shoulder about the police. And then what I found was that I was able to connect with them more as human beings here and, you know, realize that these are just people, too. And, you know, while they're doing the wrong thing in certain circumstances, like arresting college students for underage possession or, you know, smoking some weed or something like that, I was able to mellow out over the years and come to have respect for, like, the Keene police as human beings. And actually, interestingly, that similar path did happen with Chris Cantwell, where he started to meet with the Keene police, and he had lunch with the then police chief, who unfortunately committed suicide, which was awfully tragic, within just the last year. But had actually had gone out for drinks with one of the other officers, and he had kind of broken down some of those barriers, and I was really proud of him for that. Unfortunately, he then shifted his anger and his hatred over into this racist turn that he made, what, maybe a year or two, no more than 2 years ago was when that started.
Sure, and it's been pretty dramatic, right? Like, I mean, as you know, I follow that situation pretty closely since I care so much about the show, and at the time, you would have him on the air, and he would say things like, Ian, how long have you known me? You know I'm not a racist. Like, I don't harbor a racist bone in my body. It's something I said, you know, when he called someone the N-word on Twitter. It's something I said to get this guy upset. He was just trying to be offensive, so I was offensive back. And so, you know, you fast forward a year later, and the types of things he says, I mean,
they're outrageous. They're outrageous.
I don't even know if I can say them on the
radio. They're horrible. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not going to stop, showing somebody love and just because they have opinions that I disagree with. I'm not going to shut somebody out of my life because I disagree with that person.
Again, because in my mind, I guess I draw a distinction between an opinion and a call to action, right? Like, we should exterminate people of a certain race. That sounds to me more like
a call to action.
Try this sort of thing, right? And not like, I think, like the things he used to say, which were, I think people of certain races have a lower IQ, right? Like, that's an opinion.
Well, the other night when he was on the air with us on Saturday night, I specifically asked him, I said, Chris, if you and your white, nationalist guys want to go and have your own little town over wherever, and then we got our town here where we let people in from all around the world, you know, Mexico or wherever, and, you know, as long as we're over here and you're over there, are you going to leave us alone? And he said yes. So
but he already has that in Keene, New Hampshire, right? Like, I've been to Keene plenty of times and know what it's like there. He basically already has his place where all white people live. So,
well, that's not true. There are black people in Keene, New Hampshire. I saw multiple black people today.
I have a black girlfriend. There's black people.
Out of his incredible wealth, I don't think so.
Huh? I'm sorry, I missed what you said there.
I said, are those black people in Keene causing him problems? Are the Jews there stealing from him? Like, what exactly are his problems with these minority people in Keene? Because it certainly looks like, from where I'm sitting, as someone who also lives in New Hampshire.
But you're asking me all these questions. I'm not Chris Cantwell, so I can't answer them for you.
Let me ask you this.
No, I know
is it better that Cantwell is doing his shtick for money, or would it be better if he actually believed the filth
there is
that,
no better.
That comes out
I
of
mean,
his mouth?
There's no better. He's saying
I'm
terrible,
just, I'm
despicable.
Asking a question.
He's saying terrible, despicable things. I'm not going to say one of those things is better than the
is
other.
Is there any call to action that would cause you to disassociate yourself from someone? I think that's the
honestly,
next.
Honestly, I can't think of anything offhand, but I haven't put that much thought into it. Again, I'm not going to disassociate from somebody simply because of their opinion or the things that they say.
I would
if
try
that person,
argumentum.
Can I answer fully answer the question, please? Thank you.
Not really.
I'd like that if I could. No, I haven't. If you want to talk about what would cause me to not be a friend with somebody, is if that person didn't treat me like a friend. If they screwed me over, if they lied to me, if they stole from me, if they did those things.
What if they stole and screwed people over, lied to other people, everybody but you? Is it just about you when it comes to friendship? Because that's a pretty selfish position. Right? Like, if somebody screwed you over and lied to you and treated you like S, I would probably disassociate from that person, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do they just have to treat your close friends and family poorly, or is it the
world?
That
would give me some pause, sure. Like, if they were treating people who I knew poorly and that was, you know, certainly true what was being said, that would give me some consideration, for sure. I haven't heard any allegations like that about Chris, though.
Oh, no, I mean, you know,
I guess I had a follow-up question about this, too, which is...
And there's always two sides to every story. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go down a different path because I don't have to get into... Yeah, who cares about Campbell, really? The thing that I'm...
Apparently, a lot of people are talking about him now, which is exactly what he wants.
I don't want to keep going down this rabbit hole.
Okay, good.
Who has Campbell wrong and all that kind of stuff? Because it probably doesn't... I have stories, but it doesn't matter for live national audience. But the thing I'm actually curious about, because I actually do admire quite a bit, is how do you find that you can generate this sort of, like, paternalistic love for people like him? Because, like, I can resonate. When you're talking about, like, there's no opinion or thing they could do, like, that's how I feel about it.
I don't know if it's paternalistic. It's just love. It's just, you know, loving people despite their faults. I mean, I can find love for people who hate me. I can find things that I can appreciate.
I
can find things that I appreciate about people who very much dislike me. If you want, you can continue here more with James. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. There's a neighbor who just left town who I could find things to appreciate, even though he hates my guts.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Check out the Free Talk Live forum where you can connect with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's free, of course, just like everything on our website. You can go there and go to forum.freetalklive.com. You'll find that. All you have to do is post an introduction, and you'll get in. That's forum.freetalklive.com. And the intro policy is basically to keep out spam bots. That's pretty much the reason, but it's also to get to know who the new users are. So check that out. It's free over at forum.freetalklive.com. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Thomas Parisi.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to James. He's calling from Dover, New Hampshire, talking about the difficulty of showing love to those who are just, you know, saying and doing detestable things that we disagree with. And I don't think it's a bad thing for people to ostracize. I think that if that's, you know, what suits you and is best for you, then that's what you should do. But ultimately, that's not how I live. And that was one of the things you brought up, James, in the AMP forum, was you had said that I've preached ostracization, and so why don't I do it? And the thing is, I don't actually preach ostracization as far as the way I handle human interactions. I've used ostracization as an example of something that people can do in the marketplace to, you know, show their preferences. And, you know, if there's a business you don't like, you shouldn't do your, you know, business with those people or whatever. But as far as personal relationships go, I am not much of an ostracizer. I mean, there are people who have actually, you know, hurt me and walked on me that I would much rather just forgive. Now, just because I forgive that person doesn't mean that I'm going to allow that person close to me. You know, I'm not going to give them control over my bank account or loan them money or, you know, trust them with certain responsibilities. But that doesn't mean that I would turn my nose up at that person or refuse to treat them like a human being if I encounter them in the streets or at, you know, a party or something like that. So I'm
not. Well, I guess that would, you know, the term ostracism would require defining as well, because perhaps we're thinking of it differently. And I, you know, one of the things that gave me pause about what you said as well was I made an angry statement, like, I don't think I can associate with anyone who associates with this guy anymore. And then when you kind of spelled out what that would look like, which is, you know, ostracizing you effectively, I didn't want to do that. And so I get it. Like, I know, like, as angry as I am about this whole situation and the way this man is treating people and probably causing people to feel, all in the name of probably making a buck or his own depression or drug addiction or whatever is going on there.
Let's just
wrap
all that all together.
Yeah.
Well, right, when I think of ostracization,
I
think
relationships with people, but it's like, you know, it starts to become this difficult, really complicated and difficult situation where, you know, I also like don't relish the idea of having a lot of social costs to the people I associate with. And I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to stand up for people who, you know, have unpopular opinions and do unpopular things. But like, I guess like as a voluntarist and someone who really wants to see a world where peace and love take hold, I just wonder what the practical approach is to dealing with hateful folks. Is it to, like, because some people could point to your treatment of him and inviting him to call on the show and so on as enabling, right? And or just saying, like, hey, maybe you're not showing him the right kind of love, perhaps, by continuing to say, hey, buddy, you're welcome here no matter what. Doesn't matter
well,
how
much you say,
much
yeah, right, there's the idea of tough love, right? So,
well, if somebody says that Ian inviting Christopher Cantwell, the only person that he knew that was down in Charlottesville at the time,
who was in the midst of it,
gigantic news occurring, if they call that enabling Cantwell, I suspect they didn't listen to the show.
Yeah, there was somebody on the AMP forum who was basically...
I thought you guys were very critical of him in the show and really were as tough on him as I've ever heard. That's certainly not my
opinion. Well, I appreciate that because that's not what the other guy said in the AMP group. He said that we were, you know, treating him too nice and we shouldn't have had him on in the first place. And I said, well, look, this guy's a newsmaker. I mean, whether you like it or not, Chris Cantwell is big news over this this weekend, and we know him, and we can get him easily on the show, so we did, and we had a lengthy conversation with him about this.
And the guy blew the F up on the news shortly thereafter.
He did.
So
yeah,
you
sure.
can say that. You
he
know,
was
that
blowing up while we
either Free Talk Live scooped National Public Radio and a variety of other news sources and Vice and all these other places, or they reported on it because of Free Talk Live. I couldn't say one way or the other, but I mean, from a programming standpoint, having Christopher Cantwell on the air is something I support 100%.
But not regularly. I mean, we're not having.
No.
That was the only time that you know I've asked him to call in.
But I would get this Fields guy that ran the car into something. I'd get him on the air too.
No, I know. And listen, I wouldn't accuse you of that. And my position on that is clear. But like the question about a tough love remains versus kind of permissive or you know, like is it. It's just really hard for me to imagine. Again, you know, I have my own kids, right? If my kids started talking the way that Chris Cantwell does, heaven forbid, I can't imagine how I would respond to that. So, like, I'm actually, yeah, again, curious. You, Ian, like, how do you think you arrived at it? Have you always been this way? Have you always been someone who doesn't harbor?
No. I chose the path of peace and the path of love about a decade ago. It was a moment that I literally made that choice because I was more like the old angry the cop hating Chris. I was more like that when I moved up here, and I realized I didn't want to go down that road. I think it was on LSD at the time when I made that
surprise me
when I made that choice, and I've never looked back. I've embraced peace since then and have done the best I can to embody that and try to set an example for folks. And I know that it's not going to change. I don't expect it to change Chris Cantwell. I mean, I've always joked that it's in his name. I mean, he's Chris Cantwell. He can't be well. I mean, that's his thing. And, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to try my best to model positive, behavior and talk about liberty and peace and individualism. And because of the fact that I am close with Chris, and because I'm not horrible, to him, you know, as many
it gives
people
you an opportunity to talk to him.
It gives me an opportunity not just to talk to him, but to talk to his audience as well. Because even though we kicked him off of Free Talk Live, he and I have still had a relationship since then. He doesn't hold a personal grudge against us for doing that.
It's us.
He doesn't hold it against you.
I'm not 100% sure he doesn't hold it against
me. Okay, whatever, dude. I don't know. But I was the one who kicked him off the show, okay?
Right.
So
that's agreed, but yeah. I don't think that many of his listeners, and perhaps not even Chris, consider you to be the impetus.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark, because a lot of his listeners hate my guts. But anyway, he has a radio, or not a radio show, but he has a podcast, and every now and then, maybe once every couple, 2-3 months or something like that, he'll invite me on. And, you know, of course, I get harangued by the callers who are all terrible white nationalist people, and you know they're typing death threats in on the YouTube chat room and all kinds of just nasty comments about me and you know who I'm dating or whatever they can possibly attack me about. But the fact is, I get to talk about liberty and individualism and peace and love and things like that. And you know they make fun of me because I'm this hippie, right? I'm the hippie guest that Chris Cantwell has on his right wing you know racist talk show. And I think that that's important because those people, more than anyone else, need to hear that message. And so I have the opportunity as a minister in the Shire Free Church, which is a peace church, an interfaith peace church, to minister peace to those people. And maybe there's going to be some people out there who hear the ideas of individualism and the point that I make, and that is that groups don't matter. All that matters are the individual and what the individual says and does. That's what people should be judged on, not where they were born, what color their skin is, what their religion is, what their gender is, you know, all of those things. And so I think there's some real value to that. I appreciate that Chris allows me to come on to a show because of that.
I would also point out, James, that Free Talk Live, as you know, had a pretty terrible thing happen. I think it was March of last year when the Federal Bureau of Investigations busted in here at 6 o'clock in the morning and confiscated a good portion of our computing machines and essentially left us unable to broadcast at that point. And Christopher Cantwell was Johnny on the spot. You know, he had the ability because he was close, and the equipment and the inclination, which frankly no one else had those three things at the same time, and he got us back on the air. So
he came here with two of his computers and he said, here, you can have these, do whatever you need to with them for as long as you need to.
I want to start by saying, Ian, I really appreciate your approach to treating people that are even in really tough spots and maybe even believe bad things, and it's really given me a lot to think about, and I, you know, appreciate that very much. But when it comes to pointing out the occasional nice things that otherwise really terrible people do, I do want to caution you against that, because someone who's done, you know, a lot of consulting, especially leadership consulting among, you know, organizations of various sizes, I will say that one behavior I've seen in sociopathic or even just terrible sort of evil leaders and just evil people in general is they still have their favorites, right? Because evil people can't succeed if nobody likes them. They have to have some people that they curry favor with and that they, you know, kiss up to and that they, you know, kind of just do things for. And so just the, you know, doing, well, that does sound like a really nice thing and something that a friend would do, but people like to play their favorites and they like to, you know, mistreat everybody else. And then, but there's still some people that say, hey, that guy's not so bad.
James, thanks for the call. Thanks for the input. I appreciate hearing from you. Very thoughtful tonight. Thank you. We're coming up here in moments. We got hour number three on the way. Plenty of time for you to join us here. 855-453 Like Freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.